بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عوام پر علماء کا اتباع واجب ہے، ان سے منازعات جائز نہیں. حضرت مولانا شیخ طاہر رحمہ says that upon the ordinary people and upon the masses it is واجب, it is compulsory for them to follow the علماء and not to dispute with them. اسی طرح مرید پر شیخ کی اتباع لازم ہے بشرطے کے خلاف شریعت نہ کرے. And similarly, it is wajib upon the murid to obey Shaykh with this condition that the instruction, the teaching which the Shaykh and the ulama give, if it is not in conflict with the Shariat. There is a clear line which Allah Ta'ala has drawn between Haq and Batil. Obedience to the ulama, following the ulama, following the sheikh, it is valid and permissible only if their teachings are in conformity to the sharia. If there is any conflict with the sharia, then it is not permissible. La ta'ata fi ma'shatillah, la ta'ata al-makhluq fi ma'shatillah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. There is no obedience for any makhluq, for any creation, for any person, in any act in which the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala is involved. And as far as ulama are concerned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّمَا أَخَافُ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِ الْأَئِمَّةَ الْمُدِلِّينَ. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I fear most for my ummah, such a'imma, such learned people, scholars, maulvis and sheikh, who are mudilleen. They deviate the people, they mislead the people. From Sirat Mustaqim, instead of taking the people towards Jannah, they take them towards Jahannam. About the later times, especially times such as times in which we are living now, which in close proximity to Qiyamah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Yushiku ayyati al-nas zaman la yabqa min al-islam illa smu. Soon will come the time that nothing of Islam will remain. Nothing of Islam will remain except its name. وَلَا يَبْقَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُهُ. And nothing of the Qur'an will remain except the text, the writing. Won't be following. No, the teachings of the Qur'an will not be followed. They won't be, practically, they will not implement the teaching of the Quran, leave alone implementing the teaching of the Quran. They will deny, misinterpret, and mutilate the teachings of the Quran and reject the Quran. And the teaching of the Quran is the entire Sharia. The entire Sharia, the Quran is a book of principle, and all the details of the Sharia, or details of the Quran, of the teachings in the Quran, have been explained, interpreted and explained by Rasulullah Sallam, the Sahaba, and Na'imah, and Mujtahideen. So the entire Shariat is the Qur'an. When we say Shariat, in other words, it means the Qur'an and the Sunnah of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Sunnah also, it is the Qur'an. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, nothing will remain of the Qur'an except its text. Masajidahum amira, fahiyya kharabu minal huda. And the masajid, the mosques, the masjids, will be beautiful structures, beautifully built structures, well, and beautifully, luxuriously furnished. فَيَخْرَابُ مِنَ الْهُدَىٰ. But as far as hidayat is concerned, they'll be desolate, destructive. They won't become any hidayat on the masajid. In fact, now if you look even the masajid, they are, the people who are supposed to be ulama, they are even inviting kawals, people to come in the masjid and sing songs and sing nazam and nasheeds using Allah Ta'ala's name and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name and making lawful now what is haram, using a masajid for such purposes. Ulama'hum sharruhum min tahti adibis samayim. And the ulama of the time will be the worst under the canopy of the sky, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. They will be the worst under the canopy of the sky. مِنْ إِنْدِهِمْ تَخْرُ الْفِتْنَةِ وَفِيْهِمْ تَعُودِ. فا from them will come fitna. From who? From the ulama. And the fitna will rebound on them, hem them in and destroy them in this dunya and in the akhirat. So ittiba of the ulama, following the ulama is wajib as long as they command what is in the shariat. Otherwise, they will be ulama like the ulama of Bani Israel. Yeah? Ulama of Bani Israel, who used to for money and for other purposes, hubbe mal, hubbe cha, for love of the dunya, love of the wealth, love of name and fame, they would trade away and part away the shariat and issue fatwas, sell fatwas for monetary gain. They were all mercenaries. The same thing is happening, it's overtaken the ulama of this ummah as well. And fortunately, Allah Ta'ala has given every mu'min, he can be an ordinary mu'min, he can be uneducated as far as the sharia is concerned, but he's got aql. Allah Ta'ala has given every mu'min an aql who can understand our basic issues in the sharia, in Islam, which every Muslim can understand is haram. So nowadays, it's a very salient sign of a learned person, of a scholar, of a mawdi or sheikh being astray, is you see his face and his snout on the way. In the television and on Facebook and such evil media. So when you see that thing, a person who's supposed to be a learned person, an alim, appearing on such evil media, then you must understand that person now is an agent of Iblis now. Instead of being an agent of the Shariat, of agent and a representative of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is al ulama warathul anbiya, and the ulama are the representatives of the anbiya. They represent the anbiya in propagating the deen, in safeguarding and defending the deen, the haqq of Allah Ta'ala. So when they are now fallen to such a low degree, low level, where they become involved themselves in haram, then that's a clear sign now that they are on dalal, they are on deviation, and there's no obedience for such ulama. You can understand clearly when a learned person, he makes halal the carrion, the meat product of the kuffar, work in banks, in riba banks, and issue fatwas of jawaz, of permissibility for the products of the banks, and many other similar issues that every Muslim can understand, even if you are not a practical Muslim, but at least if your aql is functioning correctly and you have some understanding of the deen, you will understand that this is now, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had referred to such a thing. Such ulama as being al-aimmatul mutillin. You have to obey those ulama about whom Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ إِبَادِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. That verily amongst the servants of Allah, only the ulama fear him. Only the ulama, they fear Allah Ta'ala. I mean, true, genuine fear, khushu, etc. You'll find in those ulama who are practically, who implement the teaching of the deen. So as if you see the person, no matter how much knowledge, book knowledge he may have, no matter how beautiful qiraat he may recite, how eloquent and glib his tongue may be, but do not be misled. The criterion is the Shariat. Look at his practical life. If he is a practical Muslim, if he follows the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sunnah is not restricted to a amama, to a turban, the beard, the kurta, and trousers above the ankle. No, you have to see that in his practical life, his heart and his tongue, do they conform with the Sunnah? And then you follow only such a learned person. Nubuwat khatam ho chuki hai, magar sabil haq munqata nahi hua. See, Nubuwat has ended with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but the road of haq has not come to an end. That is being perpetuated by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's representatives. Usku ulama se maalum karo. You must acquire the haq, the road of the haq from the ulama. Ye rahmat hai ke nubuwat khatam ho gayi. Warna in current words, kufr lazim aata hai. It's a mercy upon the us especially. It's a mercy that Nubuwwat has ended long ago. Otherwise, the majority of the people would have been kafirs today. Those people who are Muslims today, majority of them would have rejected Nubuwwat. Would have rejected Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the Mushrikeen had done in the early ages. And the clear sign for that is that when they hear, when they are being told that this is what the Sharia teaches, because it's against again, because it's against their nafs, they reject and say, no, that Maulana says so, bring up the plethora of arguments bring up in order to justify their haram lifestyle. In other words, they are rejecting the Sharia. So they are fortunate, we are fortunate that the vote has come to an end, because the rejection of the Nabi is kufr, and whereas if you reject the alim, you reject the Maulana who is teaching the haq, you will have still some scope still in the akhirat, getting off salvation after even suffering punishment, but there will be some scope. But outright denial of the Nabi, it is everlasting damnation in Jahannam. Wa akhi da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Any questions?